Kafet Regional District Directors are open to having staff look at appropriate facilities for youth to paint murals. At the January 29th Committee of the Whole meeting, Electoral Area A Director Jason Lennox said he wanted to applaud local solicitor Stacey Fletcher for trying to support youth to express their artistic flavor in a creative way. "We do have some wall spaces and structures," said Lennox. "I ask our staff to consider what would be an appropriate wall or structure that we could let youth to express themselves. We already do that in some of our businesses in the community. It reminded me that we should consider this so youth can focus their energy. It's more a request to staff and their brain power." In her correspondence to the regional district, Fletcher said she works with youth in the context of her criminal law practice. "I'm trying to reduce the number of criminal charges I see for graffiti," stated Fletcher. "Several of my clients see themselves as artists, not criminals, and my hope is to try and find them an alternative to putting their art onto local businesses. With this aim, I am trying to set up a mural wall project to try and help youth express themselves through art, understand the effects graffiti has on the community and businesses, and form better connection with these youth to others and the community in general." Lennox made a motion for staff to consider appropriate facilities the regional district has that would meet the intent of the request. City of Powell River Director Cindy Elliott said she was in favor of the motion and it is good to support this kind of request. "It's not a new concept in our community," said Elliott. "We've had walls such as the one at Willingdon Beach that have been used in that way. We have experienced people who do this kind of thing already. I think we want to end up with some sort of letter of response that comes out of an exploration of possible sites. It might also be good to point out that there is an arts community that handles a lot of this already." Electoral Area B Director Mark Gisborne said when he lived on Denman Island, there was an area where youth could go to paint. "One option is to find a location and people can update it whenever they want," said Gisborne. "Another option is having to go through an approval with our management and staff. There's a couple of different options there. One site that does come to mind is the Regional District Works Yard in Area B. There's that big concrete block wall. That could be a site that could be spruced up and turned over to the kids, as long as they don't destroy anything." City Director Rob Southcott said Fletcher also sent a letter to the city and it fell between the cracks. He said when he saw the letter to the regional district, he looked through city agendas and saw that it did not come to city council. "I just wanted to mention that it is coming back so the city may have some suggestions as well," said Southcott. "I really do appreciate her initiative, giving young people something constructive to do." Electoral Area D Director and Committee Chair Sandy McCormick said it's a great idea to celebrate the artistic ability of young people. The committee unanimously carried a motion recommending the regional board direct staff to consider appropriate facilities the regional district has that would meet the intent of the request. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.